Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, crypto family, to the number one daily Bitcoin pod. Bitcoin breaking out, about to retest all-time highs, baby. Let's get it. 74,000 in play. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis. And according to Max Keiser, the Arab God candle is incoming. Bukele was just taking a video with some people from the Arab countries, ultimately congratulating them. So Bitcoin adoption for a nation state, incoming, fam. That's right. The Westerners do not comprehend the amount of wealth that's about to flow into Bitcoin. The ETS will pale in comparison. We'll also be discussing Tesla and SpaceX, currently holding $1.3 billion in Bitcoin across 96 addresses, according to blockchain intelligence firm. We'll also be discussing BlackRock wants to buy spot Bitcoin ETFs for their global allocation fund, as well as Strike CEO Jack Mallers explains how Bitcoin offers an escape from the banking insolvency. We'll also be discussing, is Bitcoin repeating its 2020 breakout? And also why 92,500 might be the next big target. We'll also be discussing $300,000 Bitcoin price now on the table, says the Tether co-founder. He also shares why this bull run may be the biggest we have seen yet. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Price discovery, it's happening during today's live stream. Mark my freaking words, family. Anyways, today is pod episode number 1573. I'm your host, JV, and it's March 8th, 2024, another historic day. We're only $100 away from 69,000, only 300 away from price discovery. Make some noise for that. Let me know if you're pretty pumped up. But anyways, let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. This is the 4-hour Coinbase chart. We may do a pump watch right after the podcast, just FYI. But pulling up Coin360, you can see the entire market pumping back in the green. Bitcoin on a rip. Ether also on the cusp of reclaiming 4,000, only $11 away. So it's going to happen here soon as well. Solana, XRP, Polkadot all breaking out and in the green, with the big gainer being BNB. Pepe, and of course, the meme coins have also been on a rip. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're sitting at a 2.6 trillion market cap. We're almost back to the all-time high of 3 trillion, and the volume's at 126 billion. Bitcoin dominance is at 51.7%, while the Ether dominance has been on the rise, currently at 18.4%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours. And happy 11-11. It's 11-11 a.m. here in Puerto Rico, just FYI. Floki's up 60%, Pepe 27%, and Thorchain 22%. Below that, we have Whiff, Bonk, KuCoin, and Shib. Like I said, meme coin season, family. But anyways, which alts are you most bullish on for this particular bull run? Let me know in the comments, in the live chat, and checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective on the daily. Good Lord, insane gains, but you want it to see it very ridiculous here. Zooming out on the monthly, some of these alts, including the meme coins, up over 1,000%, like Whiff, Pepe, 800%, Floki, 662%, Shib, 300%, FET, 400%, Ajax, 300%, AR, almost 400%. Insane gains across the board. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're back at an 81 extreme greed. Yesterday, 82. Last week, an 80. And last month, a 62 in greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown clock, the estimated date of the halving is scheduled to take place April 15th, only 37 days away. Let's go. And checking this out, the time chain calendar. According to Jack Maulers in his speech he just recently gave, and again, I'm going to be sharing the highlights later with you here in the show, he says we shouldn't be using the term blockchain. Satoshi called it the time chain. And so here's a time chain calendar, and it shows you the block height and a lot of good data. So I'll start showing this in the Daily Show, which is pretty lit as well. Shows you the supply, it shows you the sats per US dollar, the market cap shows 1.35 trillion, the exchange rate, etc. Good data to note. Also shows you the hash rate and other good data we can use as well. But anyways, let me know where you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to be by the end of the day. We're now only $70 away from 69,000, live and in the flesh on Bitbo. Bitcoin up $2,000 on the day. We're on the cusp of reclaiming price discovery. Another historic day going down in history, March 8th, 2024. Mark that date on your calendar. Never forget it. Let's get it. Satoshi did call it the time chain. That's right, Kaizen. Here we go. Here's the latest with where Bitcoin's likely to go next and what we're doing right now. Here we go. Bitcoin has left its deep value zone as on-chain data points to a seismic shift in the Bitcoin price dynamics. In a thread March 7th, Charles Edwards, founder of quantitative Bitcoin asset fund Capriole Investments, hailed a new chapter for the market. Welcome to the new chapter. Welcome to the revolution. Bitcoin at all-time highs is a serious transformation from the Bitcoin price action months ago, but on-chain analysis shows that the bulls have simply redressed the balance. At around 70,000, Edward shows Bitcoin is fairly priced in terms of the amount of energy used by the miners to participate in the network. Capriole's Bitcoin energy price metric shows the phenomenon playing out for the first time since late 2020. Edwards describes the metric as Bitcoin's intrinsic value price from the pure joules of energy into the network only. Quoting him here, no wacky formulas, no power laws. Energy alone maps the fair value of Bitcoin from inception, currently at 70,000, making Bitcoin fairly valued for the first time in two freaking years. Look at that chart right there, man. Shows you the price in the blue, the energy value, as well as the energy value simple moving average. Now, energy miners, or I'll start here. Energy price is one example of an extensive list of market gauges that are now pointing towards even higher Bitcoin prices. Even miners currently selling significant amounts of Bitcoin despite the upcoming block subsidy halving scheduled to take place in 37 days, family, are enjoying a return to solid profit margins. Quoting him here, Bitcoin broke out of the cost of production in the recent months along with the ordinals fee boost. Bitcoin mining is once again highly profitable. As you can see, these breakouts often lead to the repricing of a lot higher. But the era of value, Bitcoin, is over. Finito, fam. On that note, Edwards believes that those waiting to bargain Bitcoin buying opportunities already missed the boat. Quoting him again, Bitcoin deep value is gone. That ship has sailed. You had 2 years to pick up undervalued Bitcoin instead of exciting new chapter has already begun. Bitcoin to the Bitcoin momentum era. Send it, family. Now, not everyone is feeling optimistic, though, about what the immediate future looks like. Of course, there's always going to be the perma bears. I even think I heard Solaway still calling for a 15,000 price action. You got Peter Schiff ultimately wishing Bitcoin's demise every day. He was tweeting the other day, sell all your Bitcoin and put it into ordinals. That's a very interesting concept, but nonetheless. Quoting this dude here, he says, if Bitcoin and ETH fail to make a definitive new all-time high breakout in March, I think it is more likely to see more downside in April and May. I highly disagree with that sentiment, and I'll tell you why that is. We have a Bitcoin halving in literally just over a month. When the halving occurs, the daily issuance of Bitcoin, which is currently 900 a day, is going to get cut in half to 450. Now, BlackRock alone is buying up over 13,000 Bitcoins per day for their ETF. So let that sink in. Now I want to show you something right here, which is actually very exciting. Here's a video of the Saudis shaking hands with Bukele and Bukele congratulating them. What do you think he's congratulating them for? Is their nation adopting Bitcoin as a strategic reserve asset? What's your thoughts on that? Wrote here, Westerners do not comprehend the amount of wealth that's about to flow into Bitcoin. The ETFs will pale in comparison. And Max confirmed it, 100, the Arab God Candle incoming. In fact, I sent him a DM. I said, are these the Saudis? And he gave me the thumb up. So yeah, he told you so, because he's been preaching this and I've been covering this story and everyone was doubting it. It's not happening. He's just making it up. No, it's for real. You have the evidence right freaking here in front of your face. It don't get no more bullish than that. So Arab money, let's freaking go. Saudi money, Qatar money, big money, oil money, all entering Bitcoin real time in the flesh. 2024 gonna be so lit, family. It's not even funny.
Which one's the best crypto asset? Well, Bitcoin's the best crypto asset. Okay, what's the second best?
There is no second best. But anyways, fam, let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the Tesla Bitcoin on their balance sheet for them and SpaceX, shall we? New data reveals two companies owned by Elon hold over $1.3 billion worth of Bitcoin across multiple addresses. According to the blockchain analytics firm Arcam, Tesla and SpaceX currently hold $1.34 billion worth of Bitcoin across 96 combined wallet addresses. Wow, it's a lot of wallets. Arcam identified the Bitcoin holdings of Tesla and SpaceX. We are first to publicly identify these holdings on chain. We believe Tesla currently holds 11,500 Bitcoin, which is 780 million across 68 addresses, and SpaceX holds 8,290 Bitcoin worth 560 million across 28 addresses. They further flesh out the company's holdings of Bitcoin, pointing to the electric car firm's purchase of $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin in 2021 and its period of accepting Bitcoin as payments for its vehicles, quoting them here. The on-chain flows we have identified match financial statements from Tesla and SpaceX. Tesla purchased $1.5 billion of Bitcoin January 2021 and sold Bitcoin on two occasions. Sold $272 million of Bitcoin in quarter one of 2021. Sold $936 million of Bitcoin in quarter two, 2022. And Tesla allowed purchases of Teslas and Bitcoin between March 24th and May 12th, 2021. Our Tesla Intel exchange bounty revealed a Tesla car purchase linked to this larger cluster of Tesla holdings. And in 2021, Musk, who currently serves as the chief executive of both Tesla and SpaceX, acknowledged that he and both firms hold Bitcoin on their balance sheet for the long run. But what's interesting is Tesla dumped 75% of their holdings. If they would have held that, they'd be billions of dollars more in profit. Look at that. Price discovery, family. We just did it. We did it. Holy moly. Wow, I love it, man. 69,420 inbound. We're ripping right now. Whoa. Here's the latest with BlackRock and their ETFs. Let's dive in right here. The headline reads, BlackRock wants to buy spot Bitcoin ETFs for global allocation fund. They want in more. BlackRock, one of the largest, no, the largest asset manager in the world, is looking to basically buy spot Bitcoin ETFs for its global allocation fund, which is Maalox, M-A-L-O-X. According to the March 7th update to the filing for the US SEC, BlackRock wants to include physically backed Bitcoin ETPs, exchange-traded products, or in other words, spot Bitcoin ETFs as part of their Maalox. The updated filing notes that Maalox may purchase BlackRock's own spot Bitcoin ETF, the iShares Bitcoin Trust, which is iBit, as well as ETFs by other issuers, stating the following. The fund may acquire shares and ETPs that seek to reflect generally the performance of the price of Bitcoin by directly holding Bitcoin, Bitcoin ETPs, including shares of the Bitcoin ETP sponsored by an affiliate of BlackRock. The fund will only invest in Bitcoin ETPs that are listed and traded on national security exchanges. The filing noted, launched in 1989, the BlackRock Global Allocation Fund seeks to provide investment returns through a fully managed investment policy utilizing U.S. and foreign equity, debt, and money market securities, including companies like Microsoft, Apple, and others. As of March 7th, Maalox had $17.8 billion in assets under management. Maalox is not the only BlackRock fund that the company wants to hold spot Bitcoin ETFs. The updated SEC filing comes just a few days after BlackRock submitted a similar filing update for a strategic income opportunities fund. March 4th, BlackRock spot Bitcoin ETF, the iShares Bitcoin Trust, debuted trading January 11th, alongside nine other spot Bitcoin ETFs in the United States, and their ETFs holdings have already surpassed that of MicroStrategy for their Bitcoin holdings, that is. And they accomplished that in less than 2 months, family. Let that sink in. It took MicroStrategy 4 years to acquire 193,000 Bitcoin on the balance sheet. Shout out Barack Munfield's Evangelista. We're officially at 70,000. $1,000 per Bitcoin. Congratulations, family. iBit has emerged as the fastest growing spot Bitcoin ETF, multiplying Bitcoin holdings by more than 7,000% from 2,600 Bitcoin on January 11th to now 187,500 as of March 7th. At this time, iBit's holdings are worth $12.6 billion. Pump the likes to pump the stream. Historic time. We just surpassed 70,000, fam. This is incredible. In addition to the spot Bitcoin ETF, BlackRock has been actively pushing for a spot Ethereum ETF with U.S. regulators. In November 2023, BlackRock filed a Form S-1 app for its iShares Ethereum Trust with Delaware's Division of Corporations. Let me know if you feel the SEC will give the green light to the Ethereum ETF sometime this year. Industry analysts and observers have been arguing whether U.S. financial watchdogs would approve the launch of the spot Ether ETF this year, 2024. For Bitcoin, it took more than 10 years for the SEC to back a spot ETF in the United States, which is insanity. That's right. The very first ETF app for the spot for Bitcoin was actually submitted by the Winklevoss twins over a freaking decade ago. Congratulations. So we tapped 70. It looks like we pulled back just a itty bitty bit. We're still, wow, mass volatility has to be anticipated, family. I mean, the other day we tapped the all-time high at 69.3 and we corrected 10,000 down to 59. Just like that, to expect extreme volatility around this time heading into the halving, even post-halving. This is normal. But yeah, incredible, yo. But let's dive into our next story of the day. Here's the latest from Jack Mallers. He recently gave a fantastic presentation, one of the best I have seen, mind-blowing to me. We're going to cover some of the highlights from it. If you missed it, check it out. I shared it on X. He actually shared it, and I retweeted it yesterday. If you haven't checked it out, you got to watch it. But here are some of the highlights of what went down during this event and his speech. Between March 1st and the 3rd, we had Madeira, Portugal. The Bitcoin community gathered for the Bitcoin Atlantis 2024 conference. Amongst the speakers, we had Jack Mallers, the Strike CEO, who stood out with his compelling insights on the transformative potential of Bitcoin in the current financial landscape. His speech, rich with conviction and foresight, shed light on the critical issues facing traditional banking and how Bitcoin presents a viable solution for financial sovereignty. Shout out to Jack. Jack Mallers, the young entrepreneur, deeply focused on Bitcoin and the Lightning Network. He is the founder and CEO of Strike, the financial app that aims to revolutionize payments by leveraging the Lightning Network. This layer two solution built on top of the Bitcoin enables near instant, virtually free Bitcoin transactions around the globe. Strike's core features include seamlessly converting fiat currency like US dollars into Bitcoin within the app and integration with existing payment networks for greater accessibility. Mallers is a vocal advocate for Bitcoin. In fact, one of my faves, believing it has the potential to provide a superior alternative to traditional payment systems. He and Strike are significant because they demonstrate a real-world use case for Bitcoin and the Lightning Network, potentially increasing financial inclusion around the world. Their involvement in El Salvador's adoption of Bitcoin as legal tender highlights the potential for broader crypto implementation into the future. So while speaking as part of the panel at the recent event, Mallers didn't mince words when he addressed the elephant in the room, the insolvency of major U.S. banks. Quoting him here, all of my banks in the United States of America are insolvent, he stated. Facts, pointing out the precarious financial health of institutions like Bank of America, which according to him have more liabilities than assets. Kind of sounds like an FTX, right? This situation sets a grim backdrop for his advocacy for Bitcoin as he highlighted the systemic risks of the banking system buoyed by incessant money Princeton. One of the most striking aspects of Mahler's talk was his emphasis on Bitcoin's immunity to financial malpractices that plague traditional banking. Tell him, quoting him here, the best part about Bitcoin is you can't bail anybody out. You can't inflate the currency for a bailout, he asserted. This characteristic of Bitcoin, as Mahler's elucidated, stands in stark contrast to the fiat system, where the consequences of financial mismanagement are often socialized, leading to widespread economic detriment. Mallers passionately argued for a financial ecosystem where risks and rewards are not unfairly distributed. He criticized the current system's tendency to penalize innocent bystanders for the failures of financial institutions. Quoting him again, the fact that I have to pay for Bank of America failing is the crime, Preach, underlining the injustice in the existing financial framework. Bitcoin, in his view, offers a path to an ethical financial ecosystem where individuals have the sovereignty to manage their financial future without being unduly burdened by the imprudence of others. Further elaborating on the virtues of Bitcoin, Mahler's highlighted the crypto's embodiment of the free market principles, quoting him here, FTX failed. I don't give a what. I just don't care. They didn't print any Bitcoin, so I didn't get debased at all, he remarked, illustrating how the decentralized nature of Bitcoin insulates individuals from the fallout of others' failures. This, according to Mahler's, is a testament to the financial system where each individual's fate is not tied to the missteps of centralized financial entities. Now, he actually shared this tweet is the one I actually retweeted on X. I highly recommend you guys all watch it. Something you guys just need to watch. As he wrote here, Bitcoin 101, Satoshi's innovation, understanding why and how Satoshi used proof of work to crack the code that unlocked the best money in human history. Gold is stuck in the ground. Bitcoin is stuck in the future. And again, the best presentation I've seen on Bitcoin as of recent, and you got to check it out. So show him some love. Make sure to retweet that as well, family, right? We just tapped price discovery mode. We called it, we nailed it. Respect. Let's go. But anyways, I still got two more stories to cover, and then we'll switch it to a pump watch. We'll pull up the TradingView charts because another unprecedented day in Bitcoin history, family. Price discovery mode. Let's go. I'm going to discuss with you this $92,500 target. Then we'll discuss a $300,000 prediction according to the Tether co-founder. And then we'll do live Q&A. We'll kick it. And then we'll switch it to a pump watch. And we'll keep the stream flowing because $74,000 is now in play. Headline reads, is Bitcoin repeating its 2020 breakout? Here's why $92,500 might be the next target. Can you feel it, family? Bitcoin price looks ready to rally towards 90,000 in the coming weeks due to a mix of supportive technical on-chain and fundamental indicators. Check it. Bitcoin's price has entered a consolidation phase, moving sideways within a triangular formation resembling a bull pennant after achieving a new all-time high today of over $70,000. Notably, traditional analysts see bull pennants as bullish continuation patterns that could increase the prices as much as the previous uptrend's height. This breakout typically accompanies an increase in trading volume. Bitcoin's chances of a breakout are currently considerable as the price consolidates, particularly after new all-time highs and the other reasons discussed here in a moment. Thus, the next target could be around $92,500 in the coming weeks, up 35% from the current level. Let's go. The Bitcoin price uptrend in recent weeks has coincided with the increasing capital inflows into the U.S. Bitcoin ETFs. Notably, these ETFs now hold over $53 billion in reserves as of yesterday, March 7th, compared to $30 billion-ish at their launch in January. Higher inflows into an ETF suggest that more investors are buying shares of the ETF, which in turn increases demand for the underlying assets. This is because the fund manager may need to purchase additional assets to ensure the ETF accurately reflects the index composition or sector in which it tracks. Quoting Timothy Peterson, it appears that the Bitcoin spot ETF approval launched an accumulation that, if sustained, puts Bitcoin at $100,000 by October of this year. Let me know if you agree. And we also have some even more bullish predicting $100,000 by the time of the halving, such as Adam Back and our very own Jennifer. What are your thoughts on that, family? Moreover, the increasing ETF inflows comes weeks ahead of the Bitcoin halving. Historically, halving events have been associated with increases in the price before and after the mining reward is cut in half. But as I pointed out, this is the very first time in Bitcoin history in a cycle we hit the all-time high before the halving. Pretty remarkable. Could this be a super cycle? Your thoughts? Bitcoin's current price action also closely resembles a historical fractal before its price rally towards 69,000 back in November 2021. According to analyst Jelly, as pointed out here in these charts, these similar drawdowns around all-time high prices suggest that the next leg up might be just around the corner, like during the last bull cycle, albeit with some differences. Quoting him here, Bitcoin is acting similar to 2020's all-time high breakout, a failed breakout with a sharp correction, then some consolidation, and a successful breakout higher. So should history repeat with a successful breakout higher? Bitcoin price will be targeting prices north of 75,000 per coin. In fact, 75,000 in play today. Let's freaking go. Now let's dive into our featured story of the day. Bitcoin already tapped price discovery again, surpassing $70,000 per coin live during the stream. Now let's discuss a $300,000 Bitcoin price action on the table, according to the Tether co-founder, who says this bull run may be the biggest one we have seen yet. Send it, family. Exciting times. And as I mentioned earlier, this is the first time in Bitcoin history we hit a new all-time high pre-halving during the cycle. It's never happened before. Historical patterns surrounding the past Bitcoin halving suggest Bitcoin can surge to 300,000 per coin by the peak of this ongoing bull market, according to Tether co-founder William Quigley. Shout out to Tether, by the way. They just surpassed a $100 billion market cap earlier in the week, which is insane. In a new interview with CNBC, Quigley clarifies he is not making a 300,000 Bitcoin price prediction, just pointing out that such a target is possible based on historical patterns. Great disclaimer, by the way. Bitcoin's upcoming halving is currently slated for roughly April 18th. The Tether co-founder says the Bitcoin is currently in a stronger fundamental position than it was before in the last halving in May of 2020, citing Bitcoin's balloon derivative volume and the newly approved spot Bitcoin ETFs. Quigley also notes the Bitcoin usually skyrockets after its halving. This is fact. Do the math. We've had three halvings prior, 2012 and in 2013, all-time high. Then we had the 2016 halving, 2017, all-time high. 2020 halving and in 2021, all-time high. And Bitcoin, quoting him here, Bitcoin is maybe the only globally traded asset that I know of whose demand is purely based on sentiment. There is not a Bitcoin company. There aren't Bitcoin price earning ratios. It is just a sentiment-driven token. And what you can say about that, of course, is that the sentiment has no limits. You can always be more optimistic. And so this rally may be the biggest we have ever seen. What are your thoughts on that sentiment regarding 300,000 price action for this cycle peak, and as well as this being the biggest, baddest rally of all time? And to watch this interview he did, Tether co-founder on why Bitcoin will reach $300,000 at the peak, check the show notes below the video in the description. Here's why I feel Bitcoin will continue to do its thing. Number one, it's on its own vector. Number two, it is perfect money with a finite limited supply. There is no other ETF in existence or form of money that has a finite limited amount. As Jack Mahler's pointed out, gold, they can just dig more from the ground if they want to introduce more gold onto the market. And that's precisely what they do each and every year. And that's not good, because it doesn't have true scarcity. It has relative scarcity. Bitcoin is the only commodity asset / everything, you know what I mean, form of money to ever have a finite limited supply, meaning there can only ever be 21 million in existence. Some would speculate 4 to 5 million are lost and gone forever, making it that much more scarce. Then you look at the top holders of Bitcoin and you really start to understand how scarce this asset truly is. Coinbase, the largest exchange in the United States, currently custodies over 1 million Bitcoin for the likes of the people like BlackRock, the largest asset manager of the world, for the likes of GBTC, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, which literally just more recently converted their trust into an ETF. So they're a major custodian and they're not going to slow down. They're going to continue being a custodian, hodling vast amounts of Bitcoin. Then you have Satoshi's wallet, estimated to have roughly 1.1 million Bitcoin. Then you have the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, who in my opinion probably has as much Bitcoin as Satoshi, another 1 million Bitcoin. Then you got Michael Saylor, who has over 30,000 Bitcoin personally, potentially a lot more. His company has roughly 200,000 Bitcoin. Shout out to Hypersonic Crypto for the super. The chat asked the other day if anyone specializes in non-KYC DEX exchanges and how to use them. My business educates people, or you can trade with us. Trading person to person is legal. Feel free to reach out, says Hypersonic Crypto. Appreciate the Orange Bitcoin super, and thanks for supporting the channel. So yeah, back to where I left off. Bitcoin very scarce, the most scarce asset in the world due to the finite limited supply. And then you start to calculate again, MicroStrategy already holds roughly now 200,000 Bitcoin. They're looking to control 5% of the circulating supply. They already control 1%. So they're 200,000. They're looking to accumulate into 1 million Bitcoin. Then you have countries, nation state adoption, such as Bukele over in El Salvador. They've been buying tremendous amount of Bitcoin as well because they have it on their balance sheet. They're most likely going to continue to accumulate. Now you have potentially a big Arab country such as the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia who just got congratulated in the flesh by Bukele. And the speculation is they're going to be making an announcement on strategically utilizing Bitcoin for their country some way, somehow. Also, Ed Snowden recently came out about a week ago. We covered it on the pod, said a country has been secretly buying Bitcoin and is going to make the announcement. Could it be this oil money all flowing into Bitcoin? Shout out Joshua. I greatly appreciate the support. Thanks for the sub. Also, the speculation of the not the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, we just discussed that, but also Qatar, another wealthy nation who has roughly $500 billion in a sovereign wealth fund, looking to convert that into Bitcoin. Do you understand, family? Do you understand there's only 900 Bitcoin being mined daily right now? That's about to get cut in half in roughly a month after the halving, which means there's only going to be 450 new Bitcoin issued each day. And when you start to think, well, BlackRock's buying 13,000 a day, and that's just one asset manager. What about the other 10 asset managers? What about the ETFs that haven't launched yet coming out of Hong Kong? What about the ETFs that haven't launched yet coming out of El Salvador? What about the ETFs that haven't launched yet coming from all other parts of the world? What about other nation states adopting Bitcoin and putting it on their balance sheet? You know what I mean? As a form of legal tender. What about the country of Suriname in South of America taking 1% of their central bank reserves and putting it into Bitcoin? What about Mexico adopting Bitcoin as a legal tender? What about Colombia? What about Brazil? What about Canada? What about Iran? What about BRICS? BRICS continues doubling as more nations move towards the de-dollarization. What does this all mean? Can you read between the lines what's happening right now? You're going to see a massive supply shock this year leading into the halving. Mark my words. You're going to see a massive demand shock. Bitcoin is going to go up because it has to. 80% of the Bitcoin supply is currently in the hands of the long-term hodlers, people like you on here right now. And no matter what the fiat equivalent monopoly tulip bulb fiat currency price is, you're not going to sell. And if you're unwilling to sell, well, they got to bribe you by raising the price in order to get that Bitcoin to fulfill their client demand. So unprecedented time. Previous cycle peak, zero institutional FOMO, zero institutions whatsoever. You got to remember, Larry Fink used to be an enemy of Bitcoin, spreading the ESG FUD with the rest of them, right? However, he went from calling Bitcoin an index of money laundering to now embracing it full force. And now he's looking to accumulate as much Bitcoin as humanly possible. Why is that? It's the most appreciating asset in human history. It went from virtually zero 15 years ago. Nobody believed in it. Today, $70,000 per Bitcoin, and we're only 15 years old, meaning Bitcoin is still an adolescent. It's just hitting puberty, family. Bitcoin's just hitting puberty. It has the potential to do another 100x from here for the long haul. I recommend treating Bitcoin as a savings. It's the ultimate savings account, right? Your purchasing power in Bitcoin is mathematically guaranteed to go up against the dollar, and your purchasing power of the dollar is mathematically guaranteed to go down because they're going to continue to print more money. Hence, we call it fiat monopoly tulip bulb money. Just saying. So what are your thoughts, family? When are we hitting 74,000, which is our next target? Let me know in the live poll. We're going to hit it by this weekend, next week, sometime here in March or April. Holla at your boy. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.